Hi, everyone. It's me, Violet, here with Minx Digital, coming at you live from the floor of my apartment. I am here with Miss Mallory Switch. And check out minxxx.bio for all of our stuff, all of our podcast, yada, yada, yada. But let's dive into it. Hello, Mallory. How are you?
Hello. I'm wonderful, Violet. How are you?
Yay. Oh my God. I'm doing great. I'm so excited to talk to you today. I love talking with creators. I feel like other people that are new creators or have been around, it's kind of nice to just hear creators talking with other creators.
It's good stuff. I'm always doing that, doing my makeup, starting before videos. I'll go on and listen to different podcasts of different sex workers, creators, kind of talking to each other, talking about the industry. So when you asked me to be on, I was thrilled. I was very excited.
I'm so happy that you're thrilled, because I was thrilled that you had to be on. There's definitely a mutual love, respect here yes. with each other. but let's dive into your story. How did you start sex work? And how many years have you been doing this for?
Jeez, I haven't been doing it for that long. I feel like I started during the pandemic, kind of when everyone was starting OnlyFans and everything. And I had already known about ManyVids when I did start in April 2020. About 2 years before that, I was in like this really crappy relationship, you know, and like we're pretty broke. We're living in like a crappy apartment. And like, I'm like, how about I like go on Craigslist, go online and like look up how to make money, like doing sexy things. And I found ManyVids, and this was like 2018. And I made like, I think it was like, I made my username like Kinky Couple or something like that. Like it was very basic. And I'm like, let's do something sexy. Cause I've always been such like a sexual person, like very high sex drive, very comfortable with my body. And so when I did it, I was like, ooh, someone's asking me for a custom. And I think I was charging like $1 a minute. Like it was like a 30-minute video for like 30 bucks. I'm like, fuck yeah, money. And it was a cuckold video. And it was like a cuckold solo video. And so my ex at the time was in the other room, like listening to be like, oh, your cock is so much bigger than my boyfriend's. And he's like, we can't do this. No. So I stopped. I never got my $30 because I didn't reach payout.
Oh my God.
So two years later, I'm in pandemic. I just started this relationship with my now fiance, soon to be wife. And she's like, we're watching this video and this person's like, oh, I'm doing OnlyFans. And I'm like, so, you know, like, what if I'm like very like calm about it, because I really liked it. I really wanted to do it. And I was like, what if I like did that? She's like, well, I already have like stuff for streaming. Like I did Twitch for like a little bit. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's do it. And so I immediately just jumped into it. And yeah, that's how I started. So I've been in it for almost 4 years now, and I am having a blast. So
what a ride. And you do it full time, right?
Mm-hmm. I did it part-time at first because at the time my fiance kind of like was working at a restaurant. I worked for her, which was like a funny dynamic, but we worked really well together. And I was working there for a while and I started doing it. And then I was like, well, I don't like, I'm doing all of these customs. I don't have time to like do work and this. Mm-hmm. So I eventually like, once I started making enough money to kind of pay bills, pay rent, like I was like, oh, well, I could just do this full time. And then I have so much more time to like make more money and do more of this. And yeah, so I do it full time now. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The creativity is like a big thing for me now. I think at the beginning, it was more of like an outlet for my sexuality. And now I'm like, well, I mean, I did major in fine arts. Like I might as well. I've always wanted to be an actress.
So, be on the screen creating art.
Exactly.
Right. I always say that I'm always like, I'm an artist in a way, putting on a show. I listen to a lot of like comedian audiobooks, like their autobiographies. And I'm like, I feel like it's similar, streaming and like being a comedian. There's, you know, there's parallels of like all of it. Like all art is cool, even fucking porn. It's all
absolutely
human bodies at the end of the day. It's mm-hmm. super cool.
It's like when, I don't know if you watched Euphoria. It's very cringy, but like I was very much into the cinematography and like the colors mm-hmm. and everything about that. But the fact that they hired, I think it was Chloe Cherry from Pornhub, like they found her, and I was like, oh, that could be me one day.
It's real.
It is. That want for fame.
Eyes on me.
But then I have anxiety and I'm over here like getting ready for the podcast. Like, I can't do it.
No, it's definitely like the idea of like, oh, this is so cool. People are appreciating my work, whatever. And then it's like the second I actually have to talk to creators, I'm like, oh my God, I have to be normal. Oh my God, I have to like, it's just so much runs through my head of like, oh, maybe like I'm not good enough or like imposter syndrome. But it's like, no, we're all here. We're all here doing this full time. Like,
100%. And it's so stressful too, like when you are talking about your work, especially in settings like this, like I'm interviewing and I'm like, oh yeah, this is how I got started. But then it's like that sudden feeling that kind of creeps in that's like, you're a narcissist. Why are you talking about yourself? And I'm like, I guess I am. I don't know. And that's art in general. That's art in general too. Like people will get up and go to a art museum and start talking about the work. And yeah, they're like, oh, this is so pretentious.
And it's like, honestly, no. And also art. People want to hear, like, hearing someone's story, first of all, like, humanizes someone so much. Like, if you, like, really idolize – it's fine. It's fine if it's far. But if, like, you really, like, see someone and you put them on such a pedestal, it really humanizes someone and then, like, oh, they were in the same shoes as me, like, a few years ago. Like, we all start somewhere. We all don't know what the fuck we're doing when we start out. And – that's such a cool thing about it, like growing and hearing from others and like gaining inspiration and stuff.
And that was my favorite thing about Exvis Miami too. Like when I got to meet everyone and like meeting you and meeting Delilah and Gigi and just the whole, like everyone there, like you're like, oh, everyone's kind of going through the same thing as me. And like, we're all in the same boat. We're all dealing with the same weird people or whatnot. Like, It's just such an experience being in this community. So I've loved it really so far. Is.
It feels good to have that community when you actually meet them and you're like, oh my God, yes. We did meet at Exvis Miami. I tell everyone, I think I talked about this on my podcast with Gigi. I'm like, if you are a creator, I went barely know, not even owning soul, like never met another sex worker in my life. Like I was totally me, myself, and I. And when I went there, it was such an experience. And I made connections. Like I wouldn't be with Minx. I wouldn't be with any of this if I didn't go and like go to this specifically creator only event. So that's why I'm always like, hey, if it's your first thing, go
100%.
To this.
100%. And it's free to go. And then most of the time with the hotels, you'll get like a discount deal. Yeah. So look at the website and find the hotels that are kind of working with Exvis. And I think I got like $200 or so off like the hotel. And I'm like, go. It's so fun. Fly, don't drive. I drove 20 hours.
No.
It was an experience though.
I've done that drive before. It's bad. I've done that before.
It was very fun. I went with my fiance and she had a blast. Cause she kind of dabbles in it. I mean, she does clips and she's very awkward, but she went and she had a blast. And like,
she was wonderful.
When I told her that I was doing a podcast with you, she's like, oh, I know Violet. She was so nice. She's so nice to me. I was like, yeah,
she was wonderful. Yeah. Just,
even if you're such a small creator, like, and you don't like know if you want to go, like go experience it. It is so worth it. So much fun.
Yeah. And what I noticed is like, most of us are real as fuck in this industry, and it doesn't matter. No one's thinking numbers or follower count, or no one's basing anyone off that. It's like, all right, well, if we're all here, like we're in this together, and there's just that love and support. And that's really what I felt.
Once you get in that room with everyone else, you're like, oh my God, this is crazy. And you might see someone who's like I saw Joanna Angel, and I was like,
yeah.
I had a few too many drinks at the white party and I walked up to her and I was like, I follow you on Instagram and I think you're really amazing. And bye. You know, so you have those little moments, but it's so fun. It's so fun. I've had a blast. So.
Yeah. We cannot preach about it truly enough. So when it comes to your work, so you primarily do many vids, or at least like you're high up there with the rank on many vids. So you very much know your shit. Like you're doing things that are
I'm trying. It's so hard. Like once you get past like top 100, like staying there, it's like, you gotta like look at what sells well and what you enjoy doing and what people like seeing you do and kind of find that niche and stick with that. And I just recently kind of like now I'm trying every time I do a video to not just open Minivids and not just upload it there. Like I will upload my five tabs, my Minivids, Clips for Sale, AP Clips, Loyal Fans, I Want Clips, and upload everything. And it's weird. It's very weird, but you have, and also everything sells differently on different sites. So like the Taboo is very popular in Minivids, but then on I Want Clips, like it never sells there. It's only like cuckold stuff. So
I had this written down question, because it's like, I know you use multiple websites. Like I see the tweets, like your auto tweets and stuff. And how do you go about, I also fucking love your auto tweets, because I see your trailers and I'm like, you creative. I'm like, how did you do this? You're like, I'm like, I'm not even into this Taboo. And I'm like, I'm seeing the vision. Like I fuck with this vision.
Thank you.
I'm seeing why people are buying. But how do you keep all of your content organized? So you have the tabs open, you just upload it all at once. Like how are you keeping your copy? How are you keeping your videos? All of that.
So I'll film on my camera. I immediately grab my SD card. I'll put it into computer. I'll transfer everything over to a hard drive. So I have two different hard drives that I'm using right now, because like I'm really bad about backing my stuff up from one hard drive to another, because hard drives will just crash and you'll lose all that content. And I think it's nice because most of the stuff I have is already uploaded to like Minivids and different sites. And so I can recover it, but not everything, like not thumbnails, not teasers. Well, some teasers will stay, but it's chaos right now. It's chaos, but it works. I mean, I have like one folder I just opened to Pornhub, because I'm like, might as well.
God, congrats.
Yeah. I'm like, I might as well do, like, I have so many videos that I could just like crop them a little bit and like put those little like teaser ones. And like, I think one of them, like, it's really popping right now. I'm like, cool. I've like made $20. I'm like,
same thing happened to me. I was like, I made a whole $15 on Pornhub. Yes. I also don't upload on Pornhub. I heard if it's like, if you reach over a 10-minute threshold, that's better for the algorithm. That's what I've heard from other people that primarily do Pornhub, because they do a lot of studio stuff. So
that makes sense.
Pro tip,
it's kind of the
same
for YouTube, I guess.
Yeah.
Like YouTube, you have to make the 10-minute mark. Otherwise, you don't get ad revenue, I think.
Yeah. You have to hit it.
Yeah. But my organization skills is wild. I think if I have like a really taboo video, I'll have to take it, I'll download it, and I'll mark it as like mommy video dirty, and I'll save it. And then I'll go back to that one and I'll like crop it up for the other sites. And I'm like, mommy video clean, 3 gigabytes, because it can fit into the parameters of all the other sites. Because Minivids can now allow up to 10 gigabytes, which is fucking awesome.
Wow.
It used to just be 5. And then like, if I had like over 30, 40 minutes of video, that I would have to go in and kind of compress it and like change the bit rate, which is, if you're like a video nerd, you will look and be like, bit rate's not right. But I'm like, everyone's just jacking off. So I'm not too concerned.
Yeah. I'm the same way with like my quality and stuff. And I'm like, no one is looking that hard at the end of the day.
No. And my phone videos sold just as well as my camera videos. Yeah. So it's like, if you know what you're doing and you do it well, like I think a certain type of video sells well on different sites, but you really just have to play with it. Like I had someone buy like my first video the other day and I was like, what the fuck is this? Because it was like me and his like bathtub playing with my pussy. I'm like, that's fine. Leave all the videos up. Like, don't, I mean, I went and like kind of purged all the ones that I'm like, this is cringy, I hate this. But all the others, if I don't hate it, then I'll leave it up, because someone's going to buy it.
Yeah. Someone's going to buy it. No, I have some where I'm like, wow, I would literally give this one away for free. I'm not, but I keep it up and people are still buying them. I'm like, wow, this is literally like vertical iPhone. And sure, people, I guess they want that energy sometimes. Like,
oh yeah, they
different.
Want the amateur.
Yeah, they want that. Like, look at me in my bathroom floor, fucking my ex's dildo. Like literally, I had like crazy ass old videos that same. I'm like, here you go. If I like you enough, I'm just gonna give you this video for free.
100%.
But yeah. Oh, you do a lot of customs. I don't even know how to foray into this, because it's such a large topic. how do you typically go about customs? Like, what's the process do for someone who has no clue how the hell you go about doing a custom? Does one message you first? They give you a pitch and then you're like, yes, here's the price? Or do you give flat rates?
So on Minivids, they make it really easy. I've done customs like offline, like on Twitter and stuff, and like have people message me. It's kind of a little bit more, well, it's kind of flat rate once you get to that point. I think like, you're like, here is what I charge per minute. Here is what I charge for the extras. At the very beginning, I kind of took every custom and like, I didn't really know better. Like I did a lot of customs that I was like, oh, I'm just making money. Like I'm just doing the thing. And like later down the line, I'm like, oh, well, that's kind of problematic. Like a lot of like BBC content. I'm like, I don't like that. Like when you first get into the industry, you're like, you don't like, unless you know ahead of time, like I grew up very in a very small town. Like I did not know anything about anything. Like when I started doing porn, I was like, yeah, I'll do whatever they want me to do because that's how you make money.
Yeah.
No. I deleted a lot of videos and I'm like, I don't like this. I don't align with this morally. I don't like this. I'm not going against anything TOS. So it's a lot of finding what you're comfortable with and what you're okay doing. And then I think later on, like you find your worth. Like I think I started charging like $5 a minute and now I charge like 15. It's a lot of experience and learning, and they do message you. They'll message you sometimes. They'll comment on the forum, and then like, it's weird because if they don't buy something, they can't message you on Minivids. So I'm like, that's kind of nice because I don't have to deal with a lot of people who are just time wasters, and they'll come in and they'll type out literally like a 5-page script. And I'm like, I don't do scripts. They'll send me an outline and I'm like, I will say things word for word. I think at the very beginning, like all of what I'm saying now was not applicable. Like my first 2 years, because like 1.5, 2 years, like I think I hit a point. It wasn't last May. I think it was like 2 years ago that I had like 20 customs on backlog and half of them I didn't want to do. I ended up canceling all of them and like closing my customs for a little bit. And kind of when I came back, I doubled the price of my minute per minute thing. And I'm like, fuck it. If y'all are going to want my videos so much, then y'all are going to pay for it. And I have a lot less workload, but I'm still making the same amount of money. And I think that is something that
knowing your worth.
Yeah. It is so hard, especially when you first start out, you're like, I don't know what I need to do. I don't know what pricing I need to go with. Some people start off too high, some people start off too low. And I think it depends on like what your fan base is willing to pay for you and what you price yourself at. And like some people are only willing to pay like $5 a minute. And I tell those people they can go find a different model who is fine with that. And I'm like,
exactly.
I can't do it.
Like, go buy a video I already made.
Like, exactly. Sorry, that was like a whole rant.
No, that's great. Because that's so real. It's like, I think everyone who's gone into this industry and is like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Everyone's been there. I've definitely like have done custom pricing dirt fucking cheap. Like back in the days where I was doing premium Snap during college. Like, what was I doing? And now it's like, you find that middle ground. And it's like, you know your worth. And it's like a custom, it involves way more labor. You're going off of someone's fantasy. It's not your own it's not your own thing you made up. Like, it's like there's a more of an element to work. It's like, I'm getting this, I'm going to get this money, and then ultimately I'm going to resell this to other people as well. 100%. But it's like that money, whatever that I am setting for that price, is really important. It's like, okay, what's going to motivate me to actually do this compared to do the things like I really want to do from my brain?
Exactly. I haven't been taking customs since May. I took a long break. And that kind of actually happened over Xviz Miami. Like, I was talking with Pink Drip and she's like, girl, like, why are you like,
you don't have
to charge like so much more. You don't have to like take all of these videos. And I was in the contest at the time and I just quit the contest halfway through. like, I'm not offering any more customs. And honestly, since I did that, like, I've made so many videos that are just my own ideas that I've had on backlog that I'm like, this is so freeing. And like you said, with customs, like, you really are sitting there and taking more time trying to get it right for this person. And you're not just like riffing off of yourself and like playing off of that energy. Like, sometimes I'll write something down in my script and I'll go to do it. And I'm like, actually, I like it this way. And it's totally different. And I think this looks so much better. And mm-hmm. I can't do that in customs. So,
yeah. And it's always like that element of like, I really hope they like it. I really hope they like it. Like, that feeling throughout the whole thing. And while editing it, and I'm like, I really hope. And it's like, I don't, of course, you don't have that worry when you're doing it yourself. You're like, I'm doing this the way I think is perfect personally, putting that touch, the creative vision.
Exactly.
But yeah, you kind of like dove into this briefly with like, you don't like when people write out scripts for customs. What's your like length that you prefer for someone's custom pitch?
Honestly, like a paragraph. Like,
yeah.
if they're like, because there's this one guy who will send, and he doesn't order that often, but he will send me like a fully fleshed out like scene. And I'm like, and I know he's trying to be like artistic about it. And I appreciate it, but it's so wordy. And when most of the time when people send me those scripts, I will take it and put it into Google Docs and cut out about half of it, because half of it, it's not necessary for what I need. It's just fluff. It's like, oh, and he was so, and she was filled with pleasure and like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, obviously, like I am this, like they'll send me like literotica sometimes. And I'm like, like, you, I guess this? Let me sit back and read this 5-page thing and
like, I get it. Like, I'm a professional, I promise. What's the term, suspension of disbelief? I've had a few people like really get like so detailed, and I'm like, you know, I'm filming this from my bedroom. Like, we can, with suspension of disbelief, we could pretend like we're in this other land, but you got to trust my acting. You have to believe in me. You can give me a few lines you want me to say, and I will obviously say them. But you got to understand like where I'm at. Like, you see from my other videos, like, I'm not filming this in a studio.
Yeah. And some people ask for like wild angles, and they're like, I want to see this, 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 and this at the same time. And I'm like, I can't even like, and like, I remember, and this was right before I canceled all those customs a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I was doing this one custom, and like, there's so much oil, and it was like, he
the
wanted
oil
me
to- This is relatable. Did
he? So much oil. He wanted me to use the fucking machine. Like, he wanted me to be like, it was like an underneath angle. He wanted to see my face, my tits, and the penetration, but he wanted it from underneath. I'm covered in fucking oil. I'm like, I don't even know how to set my fucking machine up.
I can't touch this camera. Yeah. It's also like an OSHA violation. The second that oil gets onto a tile or hardwood surface, I am going to eat shit. OSHA violation.
It's like when I'm on a carpet and I'm getting carpet burn. I'm like, this is not okay. Yeah.
Like, this hurts. Or like my thighs, the tops of my thighs.
Oh my God.
From like riding.
Yeah, when you're
so
like
weird.
On cowgirl. Oh God.
Yeah.
I just did squats the other day, so I am out of commission for like a couple days.
I'm not doing that. That's like so real. The oil, like, I've had a few people be like, I want everything slicked back. I was like, okay, so I don't wash my hair every day, so I need to like align this with my shower schedule.
Yeah.
But, like, if I'm slicking back my entire body in oil, like, this is crazy. Yeah, it's danger. Like, I am feeling the danger, and I don't want to get everything greasy. And you feel the grease on like a random tripod like way later.
Oh yeah, no, I charge a lot for oil now. Like, I like $100 if you want to have oil in your video. Like, I'm sorry. Oh God. And I feel like that's how, like, that's why I like cream pies so much, like fake cream pies. Cause I don't have to like wash it off of my face or my hair, and I can keep my makeup and it can stay on and be pretty. And like,
it's pretty, it's easy. What, what a fake lube do you use for cream pies? Cause I need to know.
So I just recently started using the Bad Dragon cum lube. Honestly, it depends on your body, because sometimes some people will have like really bad reactions to the Bad Dragon lube. They change their formula a little bit, so it's really sticky and like stringy, but it's good for, it's cheap. that's why I like it. Like, you can get a big tub of it for like $7, or like, I think I got like three big boxes of like these like little tubs for like $40. And I'm like, that's perfect. Like, that I need, and I still have it. Like, I bought it like a few months ago, and I do a lot of cream pies. So I'm like, mm-hmm. this is perfect.
People love it.
Mm-hmm. But before, I was using System Joe's like coconut lube. But it's expensive. It just was really like nice on my vagina and like nice, like on my face and skin. It didn't make me red.
Yeah.
And it's coconut. So
yeah. Yeah. That's always a big thing. Like, and it honestly can enhance, because I get so many people that are like, when are you going to get someone to come on your face? I don't film boy girl videos right now. Like, I don't. My partner, he just doesn't, and I'm not going to ever push someone to film if they don't want to film. Like, it's simple as that.
It's
and I'm
hard
like,
for
no.
guys too, because they have to stay hard. They have to come. Like, they have to really come. Like, for us, we can at least like
fake
it.
Spasm. Yeah.
And like, I don't know about you, but I could fake squirt. Like, it's pretty easy. Like, and for guys, they have to come. They have to come. They have to stay hard. And like, my fiance, she's trans. And so it's like, she stopped like doing like so much content with me, because before she transitioned, like, this one guy like ordered two videos, and like, they're still up on my page. They're very popular, but they were like, I want this many positions. I want all of these like different angles. And it's hard. Like, you have to stay hard. Like, you have to put it in, like, right. It's
the friction. Like, I can't imagine.
I feel bad for guys.
me too, honestly. Like, and then it, like, I almost want to remove my boy girl videos sometimes, because the amount of questions I get of like, are you gonna film with him? And I'm like, well, I'm ultimately not gonna remove it, but yeah, like, can we
stop?
That's
kind of how I am too, like, with videos with Simone, like, before she transitioned. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, oh, can you film with your boyfriend? I'm like, well, actually.
Okay, buddy. I got news for you.
Like, I don't know if you've seen my newer videos with us, but. And like, sometimes it'll be fun to just do like mutual masturbation videos. And like, it's so easy. And that's kind of what we do sometimes too. Mm-hmm. It's like, just make it intimate.
It's intimate. It's real. Yeah. People want that realness. Like, sometimes. 100%. You know, it's a beautiful thing. Love 100%. Is beautiful.
I don't think we could ever do that like high-end like collab studio stuff like together. It's just, I mean, we probably could, but it's just so much work. Like, I'm so comfortable with just doing my own thing, having my tripod, having my lights, having my scripts, having my fuck machine there.
Yeah, it's comfortable. It's nice. Yeah. I'm always like on the fence of like, oh, should I like go to a hotel and like film a bunch of things? And I'm primarily a cam girl. Like, I'm not much of a clip girl.
Yeah. But, you're always doing chatterbait. I'm like, I'm on. So like,
it's
honestly jealous. I'm like, I could not, I'm trying, but it's hard.
Yeah. It's hard. Especially in the beginning. Like, it's not easy, and it's not easy. Like, it's like an art form to draw people in and like, keep it. It's like half podcast, half coming on my show. In a perfect day, it's that. Sometimes it's a lot of chatting, less baiting. And sometimes it's a lot of masturbating.
That's kind of what I'm trying to figure out right now too. Yeah. I'm like, do I talk? Do I just tease? Like, is my talking drawing people away? Is my not talking drawing people away? Do I play music? Like, it's a very interesting thing, trying to find that niche of like your audience.
It really is. And so, people do like the chatting. You could like go off on crazy tangents. That's always my biggest advice. That's what will draw people in half the time, if like there's not active whatever happening from the tip menu. And it keeps it entertaining. Yeah, I rant. Yeah. Same. I'm just stream of consciousness, or it's like, I've gotten really good at storytelling because I've told the same stories over and over again. Like, obviously I'm anonymizing my life and stuff, but it's like everyone in my normal life thinks I'm so funny because I can tell a story correctly. And I'm like, it's essentially just practicing a stand-up bit over and over and over again on Chatterbait. People eat it up. They eat it up. And it also shows your personality. People value that.
A Chatterbait comedian.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, it's an experience. It's an experience every day. Or it's like we go on like really crazy tangents about like colonialism or like GTA 6 or like all these crazy things from all over. Or we're talking about like airports because I love to travel. Like we're just like it's so many things. And I guess, you know, some people may learn a thing or two along the way. Or I do a little therapy moment where I talk about a past relationship or whatever. And I'm like, you know, some people may need to hear this. They might have come on to get a nut, but they came on for reflection. Like they're here for reflection.
It's very intimate, very intimate. They get to know you.
They get to know you in a way and you have control over how they get to know you. You know, it's a very fine line of that, but I feel like I've done it well. I've been finally like doing it for over a year now, which is crazy. Crazy to think about. We've come so far.
And you got nominated for XBiz, didn't you?
No, I didn't. No, no.
I thought, no, I mean like for Miami, didn't you?
No.
I swear to God, I thought you, I swear, I thought for some reason, I thought you were nominated for one of like the new cam girls.
People have thought that. And I'm like, no, I was too underground. XBiz Miami. Well, it was like, it's just the vibe. It was just the vibe. Like you just like knew that I should be. No, but
I know. I mean, you post your little videos. You're like, hey guys, I'm going live. I'm like, I love it so
get
much.
Get your asses online. It's fun. And I like showing the personality. Like clips are super fucking fun to make when it's a certain thing that's fun. And I love editing. Actually, I don't like the filming. I love the editing part because I crack myself up. Like it is fun. And like the faces I make in between, like, you know, being in character or whatever mm-hmm. and not. Hilarious.
Oh yeah. The bloopers are the best.
The blooper reels are crazy for what I have. I really should. I was debating it once. I made a custom and I was like really specifically talking about something he wanted and I wanted to make a blooper reel just to send to him. And I'm like, but I didn't, but I should. And it'll be like, oh my God.
You should. Sometimes I'll post them on Twitter and people are like, you need to post more bloopers. I'm like, yeah. You know, I will make a compilation eventually, but I don't know when that day is.
Yeah.
I've been saying it for like the last 2 years that I would.
But. I do that too. I'm always like, I'll make a long ass cam show compilation. I don't. I do post my cam show highlights. That's what I do. Two birds, one stone. The clips I make are things I've already
and did. That's kind of what you gotta do, like with clipping and camming, like record it, resell it. Like,
yeah. People want it. It draws people in. I use my OnlyFans as like kind of a side thing. It's like, oh, it's cute to have that because I've had it longer than I've been camming. And it's like, I put all my cam show things for everyone to enjoy and it's cute. People like it. I like it. It's like an outlet, but I've definitely been like, oh, should I do loyal fans and fansly and post the same things? Like, I don't know. But
yes. Do passive. And yes, absolutely. I have loyal fans and I have club and like people are subscribing to both. And like I post, if I post like a photo set on my club, I'll post the same photo set on my loyal fans. And like,
yeah, again, sometimes have the tabs
some will
open.
Get different things. Sometimes other times they'll get the same thing. But it's like, if you like Minivids more or you like loyal fans more, like,
yeah,
because then you'll get both of those subscribers and you'll have people like you'll have even if it's just like $30 a month, like you're like
people have preferences, too, which is cool. It's like some people don't want to touch OnlyFans, which is totally valid. Some people might prefer loyal fans. Some people might prefer Minivids. So yeah, it's like touching on all those markets. And it's all passive. Once it's up there, you don't have to really do much more. Like if you don't want to, you don't have to.
And that was my main reason I went on all of the different sites too. Like it's so hard to handle it, but it is so beneficial. Like I'll get a video, open all my sites, upload it. So, and then it's done.
Out there, it's done.
Yeah,
I'm in this like complicated limbo right now where I'm approved on a lot of sites. I haven't really posted on them, but just to like have my username. And it's like, okay, I have to gather all these videos, but cue them. Like I have to be strategic with how I put them out. Cause like I've been told by other creators that do clips, they're like, don't put them out all at once. Like let it slowly like push you, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Algorithms. Yeah. I think, if I do a lot of clips at once, like kind of I'll schedule them out and try not to post them all at once because if they are, because sometimes it depends. Because on I Want Clips, if you post them all at once it will just take over like the new video page, which is kind of what people see. Like when I first made my, I don't make a lot of money from iWant clips anymore, but when I first made it, I uploaded like mass upload, like a lot of my femdom videos. And it was like 20 videos that I uploaded. And I just looked at the new upload page and it was just all of my videos. And I'm like,
here I am
making like $400. I'm like, cool.
That's incredible.
And now I make like $30.
Yeah, that's real. Some of them, like, yeah. Like, I'm actually, what's funny is, like, Mini Vids is almost my, like, really passive one for me. And it's so
funny.
Mini Vids
is the best out of all of them. Like, I don't understand where they're getting their traffic from, but
I don't know either.
It's working.
They find you randomly. And it's not something I, like, outwardly market a lot just because I'm like, oh, my OnlyFans is all the cam show stuff, whatever. Yes. But it's, like, the Mini Vids has all my clips, everything. And, like, it's always just a random time at 4 a.m, some random clip I uploaded like a year ago. I'm like, thanks.
Like, you wake up and you have the emails and you're like,
yeah.
Like, what? They bought what?
What? At this hour? Like, real, I guess real of them. Okay.
Why are you turning to butthole at 2 a.m?
Yes. I don't know. Like, they're having a moment and an intimate moment with themselves.
Exactly. Self-love is very important.
Yeah, it's very important. Self-care, support sex workers, please.
Yes.
When it comes to like the content you make or the content that you choose to make with like from your own mind, brainstorming, whatever, what do you prefer? Like what are the niches that really come naturally to you that you have fun creating?
Naturally, I mean taboo. Like it's so easy for me. Mm-hmm. Like I think when – I don't know. When I do taboo, it's like – it's understandable because like I've masturbated to like daddy daughter stuff and like mommy son stuff. And like, it just feels natural and it feels like something that I can play off of, like, especially in the home and like filming within the home and finding these very natural, mundane moments that can turn into like a sexy moment. Like my last video, like Mommy's Need, was so good. Like I had such a fun time with it because I've been like doing a lot of slow burn stuff lately, which is like not, I'm very inspired by like Sydney Harwin and like her work, and her videos are always so creative and like well like filmed, and the composition is really interesting. And so I'm kind of trying to find my own like style with that. And like using the taboo, because the taboo comes really naturally, but also like the cheating, cuckolding, like it feels really weird.
Sucks
like
so when, good.
I hate when like I'm like, yeah, cheating. The cheating fetish comes really naturally to me. No,
same fucking.
But it's like that naughty, like that like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. Like, I don't know, something about that I could really play off of, and I really hone in to like this crazy like 18-year-old Mallory who was just so full of like, I'm going to fuck every single person, I'm going to be a little slut, I'm going to be a homewrecker, I don't care.
Like, yes, it's literally same.
I was
me at 19.
Chaotic. Yeah. I was chaotic. Yeah. And I am not anymore. I'm very much like a little housewife. I stay at home, I make my coffee, I stay up really late, but I make my coffee at 1 p.m. and I and I will do my laundry and I will relax with my pets and I will smoke weed and I will do my filming and I will chill. And that's about it. But yeah, I definitely like honing into that like slutty, rambunctious, like kind of volatile. Like
causing, it would cause a problem in real life.
Yes, I am a just fantasy. Problem girl next door daughter mommy thing.
Yeah, it's amazing. It is. Incredible. It's like, and it's one of those things I've been like really theorizing in my mind, you know, talking on the cam show to people that just, you know, don't really understand the minutia of porn. But it's like the things that people are most into are like things that are very simple in execution, like obviously very taboo, but it's like, it's not a lot of moving parts. It's not like you're strapped to the ceiling in a dungeon. It's like the little things.
They can go to kink.com for that. Like,
yeah. But I feel like what most people are consuming or what most people just happen to be really into and will buy porn of, it's like little things like that. Or it's like feet, or it's like some voyeurism in a bath, or it's like, yeah, that taboo, a dynamic of some sort. That
they
could
want
be real.
To imagine their girlfriend, friend, coworker, mom, I don't know. They want to imagine those scenarios, and they want to turn those scenarios that are normally just everyday scenarios and turn it into, oh, wow, now you're sucking my dick. What?
Yeah. It's always the wow. I love it. I like live for that. Camp, that campy porn, like the element of surprise, like it is just incredible. And it's like, oh, maybe this is something that I am not into, but I'm like, I could be into this when I'm like seeing stuff like this. Like, I totally am understanding of this. And it's fun as fuck to make. I'm the same way. Like, I was a crazy girl at 19, home wrecking, causing problems, like cheating. Like, I was actually doing all those things once. And again, it's like the mind matures and like I'm stable.
It does.
And I'm medicated.
100%. I got my Lexapro. I got my monogamous relationship. I got all the fucking out of the way. And surprisingly, like, I was very loyal in my last relationship with my, like, really shitty ex, the one who's had me stop doing many
things.
It's very loyal. I stayed loyal the whole time. But before that, and I think a lot of that, like, want to not be loyal in that relationship because I hated it so much is fuel for my videos now. And, like, I feel like a lot of acting, too, is just finding those moments of relatability and like being in that person's shoes or like whatever. Like, if I'm a homewrecker or like an unsatisfied wife, like wanting to go fuck someone, I will hone into that and like hone into that past relationship. And like, I had this one video that my fiance, she's sitting in the other room. She's like, damn, are you good? Because it was the eat his cum cuck video. And I was not naked at all. I pretended to like have sex on the other side. And I came out and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, weren't you supposed to be at work? Like, what, you got fired again? Like, you have to get another job? Like, eat his fucking cum out of this condom. Like, fuck you. it was just literally all me from my last relationship. Yeah. And I was like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Yes.
And it sells so well.
It channels that anger. No, and it's like, especially with all that stuff where it's very script heavy, you have to, it is acting and people love it. Like, they appreciate it. And I just think it's so cool. It's so fun to get creative like that. That's honestly, like, I grew up, I was never a theater kid per se, but I went to a lot of acting camp growing up. And now it's like, I have that, I don't know, that knowledge, and I get to actually use it now. And like, I don't know, just making all that fun stuff.
I feel like I would have gone to college for film if it wasn't for like in high school, like I was wanting to do theater, and like I did theater in middle school and I loved it. I loved improv. I did the improv stuff. I was always so shy. I never like did musicals or anything. I couldn't really sing. I'm not a singer, but I love acting. And, I wanted to do it in high school, but they're like, oh no, you have to take a math class. It like conflicts. I'm like, fine. So I did drawing and painting. And then they were like, oh, you're phenomenal at drawing and painting. I'm like, I guess I am. And then I went to college. Then I went to college for it and threw away a lot of paintings because I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. I don't want to sell these paintings. And I started doing sex work. And I'm like,
well, we're back to, we got, hey, the passion came through at the end of the day.
Exactly. That theater. I'm like, hello, I just want to act and do film. And
improv is so fun. The
I improvise most of my videos. Like, I will have, I don't put like scripts. Like, I will be, like, I'll think about whatever situation I'm in, what's going to happen. And I'll redo them. Like, I'll say something. And I'm like,
you pause, redo it.
What the fuck did I just say? Yeah. Like,
what? But then it's like, oh, that's good. But sometimes I say shit in my face, like the things I have to edit out with that is so funny. But I was like, that was good. Like, or it's like the idea of like, oh, wait, I could just say it again. Like, I'm editing this at the end of the day. Like, if I want to say it again better, like,
exactly.
Amazing. That freedom. And
I've been doing that recently with my taboo stuff, too, because since I'm posting them on other sites, some sites are very picky and they will be like, you have to say it step. And so I will be in there and I'm like, how could you be doing this with your own mother? And then I'll pause for a second. I'm like, I mean, I am your stepmother, but still. And then I'll cut that out for like mini vids, and then I'll put that back in for the other ones.
So. Which ones allow you to go further with taboo with that kind mini of incest vids. Stuff?
Yeah, okay. Mini vids. You can say incest. You can say pretty raunchy things. Like people have like animal dildos, and they'll do like role play of that. But I think AP Clips will let you do it as well, because I think it's the same people who own mini vids and AP Clips. I think. I am not 100% sure, but that's what I've heard from like the grapevine. Clips for sale. I want clips. Loyal fans. Loyal fans is a little more lenient, but really, they just don't want you to say incest. They want to make sure that you say step in the title. And if like... Their Clips for Sale is very picky about it too, but they're good about it because they will respond and be like, at this time point, this is what's fucked up. And so like I had one ant video, and like I made it very clear throughout the video. I'm like, you're college age, you're adult, you're not underage. But at one point I was riding him and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm fucking my sister's kid. And they were like, no. You got to take that out. I'm like, damn. Okay. Sorry.
It's nice they like, give you that chance. And like, it's exactly here. Cause mm-hmm. I feel like some like only, oh my God, fuck OnlyFans. But they're like, this is whatever. I hate it.
I've never liked OnlyFans. Yeah. I think I made it for like the first year I was in sex work. And then I was like, fuck this. And then I deleted it. But then like, they won't let you, like once you delete it, you have to wait till like all your subscriptions run out. But then you can't make posts, and you can't message people during that time because you are in the process of deleting your account. And so I deleted my account, and this one guy was like messaging me, is like, I literally just subscribed to you and you're not posting anything. And I'm like, I can't even respond to you. Like, I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
I didn't know that.
And
they're so, I don't know. They're very vanilla. I'm not a vanilla person.
They're too. Yeah, for sure. Anything vaguely taboo. I did one mm-hmm. where I like said dad a few times, and I'm like,
no.
Well, they
if
hated
it's
that.
Not like daddy, like they yeah. like obviously like it. Role play. Yeah, I can't say father.
No father allowed. But yeah, I do like mini vids for that, because I've done like a custom where it was straight up dad, and I'm like, obviously it's like it was fun as fuck to make, but yeah, it's like, all right, where can I actually upload this?
It feels so like fucked up, and I think that's why I like it so much. Like I love like the fucked up shit. Like I don't know, there's a lot of TOS stuff that I wish wasn't TOS, because I would go crazy.
Let us be. That 18-year-old craziness. Like, let me have Adam.
100%. I was wild. I was a wild child. So
yeah. I feel like I don't know. I feel like most of us, we had our moments, and like mm-hmm. and then I at least with like other sexuals I befriended, like we had our moments. Then we got our brains matured, and then we're like, all right, we're gonna do this crazy shit, but for money and in a controlled environment. We have safety. Exactly.
I'm just
in mind here.
Channeling my inner crazy, but then also my inner Samantha from Sex and the City.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Samantha Jones. Icon.
Yes.
I've always wanted to do like little spoofs. Like obviously nothing super high budget production, but like spoofs of shows, or like I've wanted a crazy, like ridiculous taboo thing that me and my partner joke about. There is this specific travel vlogger on YouTube, and he does these videos, and they're just so campy. Like there's just a lot of routine to them. He's very campy. He's very funny. And we're like, while he's away going on these luxury planes or whatever, like his wife's probably getting fucked. Like this man's a cuck. This man has to be a cuck. There's no way they're fucking. He takes her on the trip sometimes, but yeah. So I've always wanted to do like a video, like so specific, and like travel vloggers, wife is a cuck, or like just something Stop. Crazy like that.
That's
left field.
Yes, I love that so much. No, you're very good about the camp stuff.
Keeping it campy.
For it.
and someone like messaging once on Medivids, and I did like a cheating housewife kind of thing, whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, your acting was so good in this. Like, I will buy anything that's like this. And it was so campy. Like, it was just silly. But it's funny. It's almost like I almost like black out in a way when I film videos, and then I go back and
percent,
I listen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, that was great. And you're like,
oh, wow, I said that? Like, oh, Jesus. Like, I'll pull up editing and I'm like listening to myself. I'm like, that's like, raunchy. Wow. That
that's played. That hit hard. Like, yeah. All right.
We make this running joke in my house because I did this one video and I was like it was for Halloween. I got possessed by a demon and it was like a diaper video because this guy's like, love it. They're like, yeah, find it and like put it on me. And I'm like, okay. And so I pulled it out and I'm like, and I started doing this thing and it was like the demon mommy was like, what are you going to do? Come. Like, come for your mother. So we just walk around the house. And we're like, what are you going to do? Come.
And so it's so good. The bits. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
100%.
I've noticed, yeah, so when it's really specific stuff, because I have an eye for it now because, you know, we know people with like these kind of outlandish fetishes to like normal people, but we're like, oh, whatever, it's every day. But I've noticed somewhere it's like, I feel like this was a custom from you because it was such specific elements that not everyone would have caught. Like there was like a diaper video, but like the referee or whatever, like was that
was my own. No, that was my own video.
Crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. It was like a diaper dress up or something for like Halloween. Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's talent. No,
people love it. I don't do diaper videos a lot, but I have so many that are just like in my closet. So I'm like, I got to use it eventually. And when I got the referee outfit, I did like a JOI one. Yeah. And then I was like, well, no, I got to do a diaper one because I love it. Yeah. And that one sells so well. It's awesome.
Yeah. That's why I brought it up, because I'm like, that one's always on the Twitter feed when I see your stuff. I'm like, damn.
It's always funny seeing which ones pop up because it could be one that doesn't sell a lot, but it's always popping up because it's always that on that. Like, I have it like every 5 sales or something like that. I don't know. Some I have less. I Want Clips will post every sale. And I'm like,
oh my God.
I think I can turn it off for like no sales, but I don't want that. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Just need a little sprinkled throughout.
Just
that's always such a good thing. Like, it is very effective, those auto tweets and stuff.
100%. Like, when Medivids was like all out of whack, like it fucked with my sales. It fucked with my sales so hard. And once it started coming back, like my sales picked it back up.
Yep. Back to normal. It was crazy they went that long. Like, there's just little things.
They weren't paying their Twitter API. Like, they weren't paying their thing, I'm pretty sure, because everyone else was, and they changed it. I think they were just being cheap about it. So,
yeah,
that's my opinion. I don't know if that's actually the reason, but pretty sure that's what's the tea. Yeah.
The many of it there always is with some of these websites, you know. Love,
they're changing so many things, and like that's what I like about like Chatterbait and Clips for Sale. Like, they kind of stay the same. They don't fuck around with anything. Minivids is nice, but ever since I've joined, like even just 4 years ago, like they've changed so much. So
yeah, they're changing things every day. It's hard. My group chats with like some of my industry friends, they often mention many beds, like they have, you know,
it's stressful in this industry. Stressful. Like, you never know when a website's just going to be like swept out from under you. And I think that's one of my big motivators for being on so many different sites. Cause like I make most of my income from many vids, but like with all of their changes, I'm like so stressed. And I think that's one thing about this industry, and that we're always kind of on edge, and that sucks. Like, we're always like, when's a law going to be put in the place that I can't do this? When our TOS is going to change and I have to delete so many videos? And I think that's also why I've started kind of changing it to step two, like adding in the step, because I always just, you can never like rely on one thing, and that's kind of scary. It's kind of scary, but...
is kind of scary.
Rely on myself.
Gotta rely on oneself. It is, and it's like, because the way that OnlyFans acts with people, it's like, what one day they're just gonna delete every, like, I don't know. And it's like, I don't even get that crazy with my stuff, but you always have to have that in the back of your head. Yeah. And it's like,
well, they made that post like a couple, it was a year or a couple years ago or something, where they're like, oh yeah, we're not going to do adult content anymore. And then they like walked back on it and we're like, what the fuck?
It's like, okay, that's where most of your money is coming from. Like, I just,
yeah, no, we like crazy. We made you.
Yeah.
Like, when people ask me what I do and they're not in the industry, I'm like, oh, you know, yeah, I do OnlyFans. And I'm not even on OnlyFans. I'm like, yeah, I do OnlyFans. I don't want to explain it to them. I don't want to explain it to them. And I feel like with like my parents know, like my mom and stepdad, my dad does not know. I think my dad would like shit a brick. My mom, stepdad, brother, sister, like they know. And it's kind of funny. Like when they do talk about it, because my sister is very chill about it. She's like, whatever, you do whatever. I don't really care. You've always been crazy. My brother's like, what the fuck? Like, how much money do you make? I'm like, what do you do? And he's like 20. So I'm like, he's like, I fucking work construction. Like, what if I
like, all right.
Yeah. It's something that people don't really understand. And like, I don't know.
It's hard. You don't always want it to be a conversation point if you're like meeting people for the first time in a social setting. Like, I always say, no, I don't bring it up. It's not ever, I'm never bring up, what do you do for a living? So I'm like, I don't want that to come back to me.
No. I was at the doctor the other day and she's like, so what do you do for work? God. I was like, you know, like marketing. She's like, marketing. For what? Yes. She's like, for what? I was like,
creators.
Well, yeah. Creators, like influencers. I like do Twitch sometimes. She's like, what's Twitch? I was like, fuck. Never mind.
I take this all back, what I said. That's what I say. Like, you know, the meme where it's like, nobody asks you questions if you say you're an accountant. I'm like, no, we need to say we do marketing. That's the big thing. Don't say
accountant is too much, because they're like, who are you accounting for? Like, what accounting firm are you at? Like, my uncle is very nosy. Like, if I say I'm doing marketing, oh, what business for? Can I see your work? Oh, can I give your business card to one of my friends so you can help him with his thing? I'm like, fuck me.
No, like, I am in too deep. No, I'm actually at a tricky crossroads with that right now, because I'm about to meet my boyfriend's parents for the first time, and his dad's a prior, like, wants to pry and be like, all right, so blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh my God. And it's like, I'm a bad liar. So it's like, what do I do? Of course, I'm going to say marketing, but it's like, am I going to just find an influencer marketing place? Like, oh, this is tricky. Yeah.
I've told my dad I edit for content creators.
Yes.
Ooh. So like, they're like, I am technically not lying, and I can lie very well about it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I do editing for content creators. People will make YouTube or Twitch streams. I'll do highlight reels, or people will do like spicy stuff. Like, I can even mention like that kind of OnlyFans stuff, and like, I do marketing for them, and I'll do like artwork for them. Yeah. And he's like, oh, that's cool. Okay, cool. I'm like, cool.
God, that's cool. We're not talking anymore about
whenever I get the phone call, I'm ready for the day. I'm ready for the day I get the phone call. What the fuck is this? And I'm like, that's fine. Because I told the people who I'm comfortable telling, and I don't want to have that conversation with anyone else unless they find out. And once they find out, that is what it is. And that's kind of what you got to be ready for in this industry.
So. People will find out. It's just inevitable. And it's like, all right. I remember when I first started, I just told my family members right away. I was like, this is what I'm doing, whatever. And I like, luckily I have supportive people in my life, but when I met my boyfriend, he didn't care, didn't bat an eye. But again, it's like that thing where it's like, all right, just like, don't have sex with other people. I'm like, that's fine. Like, okay.
Yeah. That's cool, kind of how it was with my fiance too. She's like, well, as long as you're not like wanting to go like fuck people. I'm like, no, I know. And she gets worried sometimes. She's like, I'm always worried that you're going to be like wanting to go do collabs and stuff. And it's like, yeah, sometimes you like see something, you're like, damn. Yeah. But I mean, that's that's life.
That's true. That's life. That's all that. Porn or not porn. Like, that's life.
Porn or not porn. You're like, would.
I would. Yeah, I'm like that. And it's like, I'm super queer. So it's like that. Like, and it's like, I do very much see, this is a job at the end of the day. It's like professionalism. Like, if you're even collabing, it's a collab. This is not a hookup, but it can be
hard. I wouldn't
for
even
people.
Be able to like focus on the pleasure that much because I'm so focused on like what
Do
the
I
camera
look good?
Is seeing. Yeah. And like sometimes, like even with like my solo stuff, like I'll kind of get it, like you're fucking yourself, you know, and you're like, this is fun, but also like you kind of detach like from the pleasure down there unless someone is like, I want, or unless I'm doing a video where I'm like masturbating, I'm like actually wanting to show real authentic pleasure. But like you kind of just detach, and like with work, like that's kind of like a lot of couples like who do collapse and stuff still, like that's kind of what they say, like it's just work, just going in and doing it, and the guy's busting a nut, the girl's probably not.
Yeah, girl's probably not. It's like, do I look good? Is this angle good?
Yeah,
exactly. Can we see everything? Like there's so much to it, and I feel like
I'll like my eyes will water. Like I notice like a lot of the times my eyes will water on the corner of my eyes. Like it doesn't matter what I'm fucking doing, whether I'm pretending to get fucked, masturbating, whatever, like camming, I will always have like mascara just flowing down. Yeah, always.
It's real. It's adding a sprinkle of authenticity to it all.
Oh yes.
That's wonderful. It's just so fun talking to creators. It makes me so happy. It makes the world just seem smaller and just kind of shoot the shit with people that get it. Because really, like living in a world where, you know, most people live in content deserts. Most people don't live in LA, Miami, whatever, wherever else people film, Vegas.
And with independent content creators, we're all everywhere. We're all just hiding within our little homes. And like a lot of us are introverts and we're kind of just hanging out. And so. Yeah, this makes me want to go to AVN a lot more.
Yes, you should. You should consider it. Yeah. It'd be very fun.
It would be fun.
Well, thank you so much for chatting
thank
with me
you,
today,
Violet.
Mallory. Where can we find you?
So I am on Minivids, Clips for Sale, Loyal Fans, AP Clips, and I Want Clips, all under Miss Mallory Switch. You can find me at linktree.com/MissXSwitch, MissXSwitch. And then I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Miss X Switch. So,
yay. Yeah, well, this is me, Violet, as y'all know. You know me. You see me. If you need anything with Minx, just check out minxxx.bio. That's link for everything you could possibly need. And all of our socials are MINX Social. Hope everyone has a beautiful day. Goodbye.